Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what? I need to do this at the last minute here. I need to pull up the Ted Cruz audio from that we played on the show yesterday. Ted Cruz, I mean, he really called it. He called out Liberal Senator John Tester in that live press conference that was live on Fox News, I think, on Tuesday.
You want to know how terrified the Democrats are of hearing the evidence? Everyone recognizes the single most endangered Democrat senator on the ballot this year is John Tester from Montana. I don't know how many of the reporters were in the chamber for the reading of the articles, but John Tester was standing on the floor before the managers arrived. As soon as the managers arrived, Tester turned and ran, presumably into the cloakroom. And if you look at the Democrat side, virtually every Democrat was there, but John Tester was nowhere to be found.
John Tester was nowhere to be found, so the guy ran from the cameras when the impeachment managers showed up with the articles of impeachment that were filed against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is overseeing this massive invasion at our southern border. John Tester has been with Biden and Mayorkas every single step of the way. But boy, he's talking tough in his campaign commercials, isn't he? I'm working to secure the southern border. Say one thing, do another. Flip-flop, flat-top, votes to save Mayorkas at Department of Homeland Security. Look, this guy is such a fraud. This guy is such a phony. He lies to the people of Montana every single day, but he's got millions of dollars to be able to do so, and that's what he's doing here. Senator John Tester says tough things about securing the border, but his actions speak louder than his words. On Wednesday, yesterday afternoon, Tester voted to immediately dismiss the impeachment charges filed against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. This, of course, after Tester, as you heard, was called out by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. After the vote on Wednesday, Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines criticized Senate Democrats for refusing to even hear the evidence and allow the trial to move forward. Everything we're hearing, this was completely unprecedented. This was an unprecedented move by Senate Democrats yesterday, where they voted in lockstep to refuse to do their constitutional duty. Now, we expected the Senate Democrats to still stand up and defend Mayorkas and this open border invasion that they support, but the fact that they failed to fulfill their constitutional duty is completely unprecedented yesterday. I'll read the full quote from Senator Steve Daines coming up here after the break. But yeah, the National Republican Senatorial Committee pointed out how, quote, this is the first time in history the Senate has outright dismissed articles of impeachment when the individual was alive and had not resigned. So, unprecedented move here. This shows you just how bound and determined liberals like John Tester are to keep the southern border invasion flowing.
Securing America.
Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr., the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War, will lie in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda April 29th. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement earlier this week in a statement saying he demonstrated tireless sacrifice for our country and his fellow Rangers and is an exceptional model for service members and civilians alike. The Army put together a tribute video when Puckett was awarded the Medal of Honor.
My life as an Army Ranger and career has been one of the most exciting and interesting things I could have ever done. It was a good experience for me, a growth experience for me. I wish I could do it again.
Puckett spent 22 years as an Army Ranger, also receiving 2 Silver Stars, 2 Bronze Stars, 5 Purple Hearts, and the Distinguished Service Cross. He was 97 years old. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies across the area today, high temperature readings will range from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, low temperatures around 20 in Bozeman, mid-20s in Billings, and the outlook for Friday. does call for more sunshine with high temperature readings in the low to mid 40s. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. Monty in Roundup had a message for us yesterday afternoon on our Montana Talks app. Another nice job by John Tester's claims on TV. He's doing everything he can to stand with Republicans and protect the border for Montana. Which way did he vote with the Democrats once again? No, you're exactly right here, Monty. Flip, flop, flat top. The fake moderate. The guy is a phony. The guy is a liar. He's been doing it his entire career. And the liberal media mob protects him every step of the way. That's why when you see him on TV, when you see his TV commercials or you hear his radio commercials, you just know that you can't trust a word that comes out of the guy's mouth. And yesterday was a case in point. He'll have a TV ad for his campaign paid for by his liberal out-of-state buddies saying, I'm supporting the Republicans to secure the border. What does he do yesterday? He refuses to hold Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas accountable. Again, he's a phony. He's a fake moderate. He lies time and time again. And yet the liberal media mob will constantly cover for this guy, constantly protect this guy, but yet copy and paste fake phony attacks from the Washington Post, Russia collusion hoax media against Republican Senate candidates, right? In fact, I went and looked. I was looking at the Billings Gazette website earlier this morning. I was looking at KTVQ-TV's website earlier this morning. Now, whenever there's a big story out of Washington, D.C., it's like the easiest story for them to cover. Because all they have to do is, well, here's what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday, and here's the statements we got in response from the congressional delegation. It's like the easiest story for them to write. They do it all the time. But they didn't do it about the story yesterday. Neither one of these publications did. Why? Because they're covering for John Tester. Oh, they'll copy and paste some liberal news outfit. Some liberal dark money fake news outfit will do a hit piece on a Republican Senate candidate. KTVQ will put it on their website. They'll talk about it on their TV morning show. The Billings Gazette will have the article. They'll do the same fake news storyline. But yet you had the big story yesterday of an unprecedented move by Senate Democrats, not even listening to the evidence, not even holding the trial, not even upholding their constitutional duty after impeachment charges were delivered to them yesterday, and they just immediately dismissed it altogether in order to defend one of the main characters that is responsible for our southern border invasion right now. And KTVQ didn't even cover this on their website. Maybe they're saying it on their morning newscast. Maybe. Or they're probably using some CBS News canned package. Billings Gazette doesn't even have it on their website. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic the way that they will cover for the Democrats time and time again, but then do fake news narrative hit pieces on Republicans, whether it's Governor Gianforte or Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Let's see. I told you we got a statement from Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines following this unprecedented move by Senate Democrats, a party line vote by Senate Democrats yesterday to dismiss the articles of impeachment filed against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But our producer, Travis, actually snagged some audio for us. So rather than me just read the statement, let's hear it from the senator in his own words.
The crisis on our southern border is the number one issue for Americans today, and rightfully so. It's no longer an immigration debate. It's a severe national security threat. Each month, more and more illegals who are on the FBI's terror watch list stream across the border, with many coming from nations designated by President Biden's own State Department as sponsors of terrorism. And yet today, Senate Democrats chose to sweep this crisis under the rug, to ignore the Senate's constitutional duty and deny the American people a trial into the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas. Every single Senate Democrat proved that they would rather turn a blind eye to the failures of President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas than hold them accountable for endangering the safety of the American people. Montana deserved better than that. They deserve transparency and accountability from this administration for its disastrous role in this wide-open, chaotic southern border crisis.
Now, Mike Lee, Utah Senator Mike Lee, said that Chuck Schumer literally argued that the offense Mayorkas is charged with in Article 2 of the impeachment articles, knowingly making false statements to Congress, is not impeachable. So Senator Lee made a motion to allow the Senate to debate the question, and the Democrats, which includes liberal Senator John Tester, the flip-flop flat-top, voted it down. Stephen Miller, who is a prominent border policy advisor to President Donald J. Trump, he said this, he says, errand boy John Tester follows orders from Schumer and votes along party lines to save Mayorkas' job. Tester is the biggest phony in all of politics. That was what Stephen Miller had to say. Tester is the biggest phony in all of politics. By the way, if you early risers that join us here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show missed the 8 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, we were talking about how John Tester runs whenever there's tough questions, how he ran from the cameras as the articles of impeachment were delivered yesterday. Former Montana Congressman Denny Rehberg called in. He says John Tester is a 300-pound princess because he's so afraid to take tough questions because he never faces them from the liberal media in Montana, of course.
Military matters.
U.S. warships remain on high alert in the eastern Mediterranean. Iran reportedly has pulled many of its Revolutionary Guard Corps forces out of Syria, fearing Israeli retaliation for Saturday's missile assault. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, urged Congress to pass the military aid supplemental funding request for Israel and Ukraine.
We are living in consequential times, and there is no time to waste.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the USS Arleigh Burke and USS Kearney remain poised to defend U.S. bases across the region.
We will continue to stand ready to protect our troops in the region and to support the defense of Israel.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder outlined where things stand.
Whether or not Israel responds is an Israeli decision. We don't want to see a wider regional conflict.
In the Red Sea, U.S. Navy warships and commercial shipping have fended off 130 direct attacks from the Iran-backed Houthis in the past 6 months. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as lambing continues across our region, the University of Wyoming Extension Sheep Task Force will offer a free webinar on April 23rd. And UW Extension Sheep Specialist Whit Stewart says that the hour-long event is geared towards sheep producers interested in updating their lambing barn facilities and technology.
The reason why we wanted to put this on was to let producers hear from other producers what they've done in the lambing barn in terms of facility upgrades, and how they're using some of these more advanced technologies and more automated handling systems to make real-time decisions, not writing something down on a piece of paper and losing it before it gets back to the office, but really real straightforward solutions to overcoming challenges in the lambing barn.
Again, the free webinar is coming up on April 23rd at 6 o'clock p.m., and is available for anyone across our entire region. The presentation will feature guest speakers Regan Smith of Smith Sheep and Stuffing Cord out of Wyoming and Montana's Kristen Bieber of Bieber Land and Livestock and Skull Creek Targies. UW Extension Sheep Specialist Whit Stewart and UW Extension Educator Michaela Getz will also help guide the discussion. For more information and to get registered, you can visit us online at westernagnetwork.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Pulse Growers, Northern Pulse Growers Association, and the Northern Crops Institute invite you to Pulse Potential Webinar Series featuring Jeff Van Pevenich, President and CEO of Columbia Grain. The webinar is Wednesday, May 1st at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Topic is Pulse Processing Worldwide with Jeff Van Pevenich. Learn about Pulse products from processor to customer. Jeff discusses Pulse Processing Worldwide, such as Pulse shipping, processing steps, overseas delivery, global potential, and more. Go to northern-crops.com/webinars for details.
Well, the still unresolved dispute with Mexico over its limits on GM corn certainly made for a tense exchange this week between a Nebraska GOP lawmaker and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai at a Ways and Means hearing. Adrian Smith didn't mince any words with Biden Trade Chief Tai after she confirmed the president was briefed on the USMCA dispute case against Mexico's phase out of U.S. yellow feed corn and ban on GM white corn for human use.
My research shows that the president has had exactly nothing to say about what's taking place. That's disappointing. It would lead most reasonable people to believe that it's not a priority. It doesn't matter.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Trade Representative said that the Biden administration is actively pursuing litigation with Mexico. And finally this morning, it looks like environmental and animal activist groups have filed another lawsuit in an attempt to reinstate Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves across parts of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Pretty much open phones for the entire morning, really. Of course, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the great David Noble in the house with us every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour. And we take your phone calls when he's with us as well. So when I say open phones, I mean, even when we have guests on the show, we take phone calls. But when I say open phones, it kind of means, hey, if you got a topic you want to call in and talk about, you can call in and talk about that topic. Let's see. Or you could also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. So pretty much for the entire morning, I'll just be yapping it up about the latest stories of the day or big picture stuff, and then you can call in, jump in on the conversation too. There's a big story that I want to get to, or at least I think it's a big story. I think it's a great point that's being made here by Florida Senator Marco Rubio. It's a Federalist.com column that Senator Marco Rubio published here. Elites love the deep state because they loathe the American people. Now, this one caught my eye because it reminds me of the COVID years, the coronavirus years. I just hate that word COVID because I hated the way people went, COVID, oh, COVID, oh. But I just remember, you remember these people that were, they love the mask mandates. Some of them still love wearing a mask, but they loved the mask mandates so much. Why did they love the mask mandate so much? Because to them, it was their license to get in the faces of the people that they despised already. They despised those of you who voted for Trump. And so this was their excuse to be like, hey, where's your mask? Hey, they felt just emboldened by this because they just despise people that disagree with them, and you could just see the hatred in their eyes. You couldn't see that the other half of their face because they loved wearing those masks, didn't they? But you could see the hatred and the anger in their eyes. And that's what came to mind as I saw this piece here by Marco Rubio. Elites love the deep state because they loathe the American people. He writes, Donald Trump has the incredible ability to bait his political detractors into becoming exactly what he accuses them of being. If Trump says liberal elites hate democracy, they invent a radical legal theory to keep him off the ballot. If Trump says Democrats are weaponizing the justice system, they bring novel lawsuits designed to bankrupt him. And if Trump says there are people in government working against the American people, the New York Times brags that the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Anyway, hating those they claim to protect. More from that Marco Rubio piece.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Court's back in session today for former President Trump's criminal trial in New York, day three, with Wednesdays typically a day off.
Seven jurors have already been chosen to hear the case against former President Donald Trump as the quest to seat a total of 12 plus six alternates moves forward. Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers blocked in the Arizona House a bill to repeal a near-total abortion ban passed in 1864.
The state Supreme Court upholding the ban last week. It remains on hold, but could take effect in June. Several GOP lawmakers have criticized it, but Republicans in the state House who hold a 31-29 majority have repeatedly blocked attempts to repeal it. Many say doing so feels rushed.
Fox's Kristen Gilbert is a 30-30 tie vote, with one Republican joining Democrats in favor of considering a repeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't they, though? They despise your big pickups. There was some liberal lady back east who recorded this video next to some guy's pickup, and she's like, this pickup's taller than me. This is so gross. They despise your pickups. They despise your American flags on the back of those pickups. They're scared by the dogs that are in the back of your pickups. Remember that guy who wrote that column about Three Forks, Montana? There's pickups with flags and scary dogs in the back of them. They despise the fact that you like to go hunting. They despise your guns and your gun rights. They despise the fact that you love your freedoms in America. The drive on the open road, and yes, in a big pickup, and yes, pulling a camper too while you're at it, right? And so they love their mask mandate so they could get in your face and tell you a thing or two. And hopefully they hoped that they had the force of government to back them up. Where's your mask? What, buddy? Sorry, I don't speak Chinese. What was it? What are you saying? I actually had that happen at one of the hardware stores in Billings. Or ran into the big box store. I know I should have just went to Ace. But anyway, this guy was, where's your mask? I'm like, what? What? I'm sorry, I don't understand you. I don't speak Chinese. Anyway, here's another line from this piece by Marco Rubio at thefederalist.com about these elites who love the deep state because they loathe the American people, hating those they claim to protect. The New York Times understands the distinction, so why did it publish a splashy article praising the deep state? Unfortunately, the answer is very simple. Despite claiming to love democracy, many liberal elites distrust the vast majority of the American people, even despise them. This fact explains why they tried to ban Trump from the ballot. It is why they try to censor conservatives on social media, and it is why they push for unilateral policy change through the courts and corporations instead of through Congress. Rather than celebrating government workers who step over the line, we should be demanding their accountability. Anyway, that was a great write-up by Florida Senator Marco Rubio at thefederalist.com. If you want to check that one out. Anyway, interested in your take on that, but I think he's exactly right. You can just see the way that they just are absolutely dripping with hatred for regular America and everyday regular Americans. Your pickup trucks, the flags on the back of those pickup trucks, the scary dogs in the back of those pickup trucks. Like, I'm sure if you went up and pet the dog, you'd actually be fine, but these people are just nuts. But these are the elites that are running the media, like the New York Times and MSNBC and all these other outlets. And I mean, these are the people that are running this country into the ground right now, and they are right in line with liberal Senator John Tester. This guy is responsible for the southern border invasion, yet he takes the money from the people that hate you to lie to you.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We got a lot of, a few callers on the phone lines here. We'll try to get to everybody before we get to our next commentary break with the Hannity commentary coming up here at 6:50. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Yeah, I had to pull up that article because when I was sharing this piece by Florida Senator Marco Rubio about how the elites love the deep state because they loathe the American people. It also reminds me of these uppity, bougie, not all college professors. There's some great college professors at MSU and UM, don't get me wrong. But you guys know who I'm talking about. These bougie, uppity, liberal professors. Yes, there's some of them at UM and MSU. I'm not going to name any names right now, but they look down on you. They think they're smarter than you, especially some of these political science professors. I'm a political scientist. Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of science going on there, tough guy. They look down on you. Anyway, the article, yeah, when was this? Oh, I published this back in July of 2022. Man, that was only like 2 years ago. War in Montana. Liberal writer disses bougie Bozeman and the trashy Three Forks. Is there going to be a civil war that starts in Montana? That's what one liberal writer had to say after attending a family reunion in the vicinity of Montana's Paradise Valley. But what really triggered this liberal writer who wrote this piece at the time was apparently he really was trashing Three Forks, Montana. But apparently when he showed up in Three Forks, he got really offended and scared by the bumper stickers he spotted on all the pickup trucks. He wrote this, quote, "You've seen the amount of Trump flags that supporters put on boats and cars. These are not the mild-mannered conservatives of yore. Their propaganda yells, shrieks something that the other side refuses to hear. In Three Forks, every vehicle is a pickup truck, and in every truck bed, a hostile dog, and on every bumper, a hostile statement. My carbon footprint is bigger than yours. Proud to be everything a liberal hates. Welcome to Montana. Now go home." And, of course, we the people. I shared that back in July of 2022. And, man, it ties right in with this column by Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Where's your mask? Sorry, I don't speak Chinese. Let's go to Chet in Belgrade. Chet, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I'd like to comment how, a couple dozen people are shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge and O'Hare Airport and, Times Square, all this kind of thing. Could you imagine a couple dozen people at a Cat-Grizz game trying to block the entrance to Washington Stadium from Bobcat fans?
Oh, they should try it, shouldn't they? They should try it.
But the next step with that, I think they need to, get about 5 or 10,000 Patriots or UFC fans and surround that courthouse building for a block or two the day that Barron Trump graduates from high school so nobody can go to court.
Yeah. Isn't it, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, he's been sharing a lot of those videos, and he's been making the point it's happening in all these blue cities, And it's like, hey, John is of the opinion. He wants to see more of this, because it's happening in the blue cities. This is what those people voted for. They're getting bit by the monster that they created, basically, that they raised up, that they fed all these years.
Well, I was thinking, 6 months ago, I was saying, when are we going to, because our whole society is over the cliff. When are we going to fall into anarchy? Is it going to be 6 months, 12 months, 18 months? And I've had a lot of people respond, we're there now. The police are not responding. We can't count on government for anything.
Well, it's anarchy for some and then tyranny for others, right?
Correct. Right.
I forget what the quote was. I know Jeremy Carl had shared this via Twitter a while back, but but there's a great phrase that's used. I forget what it is off the top of my head right now. It's 6:40 something in the morning, but basically they allow anarchy for their side, anarchy at our southern border, anarchy in the streets in New York, but then tyranny for others, tyranny for Trump and these political persecutions he's facing, tyranny for gun owners. Tyranny for freedom-loving, law-abiding citizens. Tyranny for a grandmother that simply walked through the halls of the Capitol, but if you're a Democrat congressman that pulled a fire alarm to disrupt an official proceeding, you get let off.
Anyway, enjoy this Bluebird Day we have, and keep up the good work.
Hey, we will do. Chet, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to 1450 KMMS. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Gary in Billings next up. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. You're kind of touching a little bit about the Democratic Party. And I was thinking about the vote last night they took in the Senate about not even allowing the 64 complaints that they had against the guy that they let cross the border. But if you kind of look at the Democratic Party or compare them to like a football team, like the Raiders and Bill Belichick, it's all about winning. They don't care how they do it and cheating. But what they forget about is how does the American people put up with all the stuff that they're doing and taking away our rights? And it just seemed like that they don't really care about us. So you do a good job, Aaron.
Well,
they think they can get away with it.
And because in large part, they've gotten away with it. And that's really the key. That's why we as Montanans can't allow them to get away with it. And there's a FoxNews.com has a piece here this morning. Republicans predict Democrats to pay heavy price in election after Mayorkas impeachment bid fails. I hope that's what happens. John Tester needs to pay the price for what he has continued to do to allow this invasion on our southern border. I mean, there was a Breitbart headline. Gary, thanks for the call. There was a Breitbart news headline here. Biden's America. Nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals at the U.S. border in 6 months. That's a 37,000% increase in 3 years. And that's from the communist Chinese that are crossing our southern border. Let me see. I'll play it before I get to our next caller here. I know there is I think we've got audio about that very storyline. Yeah, here you go. Mike Tobin was on Special Report on Fox yesterday.
Here in the El Paso sector, we have seen a recent spike with illegal crossings, but it's that dramatic spike, a dramatic increase of Chinese nationals crossing the border illegally that is drawing national security concerns. Now, Border Patrol says they have apprehended some 24,296 Chinese nationals crossing illegally. 85% of them are single adults. The catch is we're only 6 months into the fiscal year, and the number of Chinese nationals apprehended has already exceeded the total from fiscal year 2023. And if you compare those numbers to fiscal year 21, the start of the Biden administration, there were 324. So the number of Chinese nationals marching into the U.S. has increased by more than 7,000%. While we have seen the Chinese migrants crossing primarily in California, Senator Susan Collins of Maine has been directing attention to Chinese nationals showing up in her state and starting marijuana growing operations.
Why is China sending its citizens, sneaking them into the country, to open illegal marijuana operations in rural Maine communities.
All right, yeah, but of course, you know, Susan Collins, hey, maybe stand up like some of the other hardline Republicans and demand that we secure our borders first instead of sending all this money to all these other countries. All right, about a minute or so before we get to the Hannity commentary. Tom in Billings, thanks for the call. What did you want to share?
Well, I wanted to say, have a good Montana morning, my friend. We are holding the NRA banquet in Glendive on Saturday. I'm sure you're going to be at the Lincoln Reagan dinner, but we would love to have you in Glendive to support our Second Amendment rights for the NRA banquet, one of the largest, most profitable. We would love to have you there.
Oh, that'd be cool. Are tickets still available? I can't make it. I've got a volleyball tournament for my daughter, and then we'll be out at On the Rocks in Warden doing an event Saturday night. But tickets still available, Tom?
Yeah, if I'm the sergeant-at-arms, I'll buy your ticket personally.
well, I can't make it, but hey, maybe our friends like Tim and Savage and others might be able to swing into Glendive for it. I know we got some great listeners there. So I got to hit this break. Thanks for the call. Back to Tim and Billings next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is not an ordinary trial. This taxpayer-funded, media-promoted smear campaign against Trump, where he has a gag order and the threat of jail if he opens his mouth, and the other people that are involved in this case have no such thing. You got a prosecutor that ran on getting Trump, just like the AG in New York did. The judge donates to Biden. You can't make this up. The jury pool comprised of Americans living in the deepest of blue cities, where only 12% of the electorate voted for Donald Trump. It's a misdemeanor document labeling allegation. It dates back 8 years, well past the statute of limitations. And they mysteriously found a way to bring it back and turn it into a felony. But none of this matters.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they invented a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters, even motorized options for your patio. Everything is 100% online. That means you never have to deal with an overpriced showroom or pushy commission salespeople in your home. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or simply let Blinds.com and their pros handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed. And with Blinds.com, you always get free professional design experts. They will help you pick the perfect selection for you for free. They even send samples for free directly to you. Blinds.com's free shipping, and of course, the 100% satisfaction guarantee. No questions asked. Save up to 40% when you shop at Blinds.com for a limited time. Up to 40% off Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Some of us got a little carried away with our rhetoric when the Berlin Wall came down in 1989. It was not quite the clear-cut victory of market-based capitalism over central planning that some made it out to be. That's because what passes for a market economy on both sides of the Atlantic contains a stronger dose of governmental planning, coordination, and regulation than we sometimes admit. A cynical person might say that when you join the democratic political system to a market economy, you get a world where the private sector delivers the results and politicians take the credit. In that sense, it's probably harmless, but a bit silly to give presidents credit for strong economies or blame for economic stumbles. Much of what grows the economy is done behind the scenes by businesses, banks, utilities, and real estate developers pursuing their own self-interest. But from state government all the way down to mayors and community organizations, government greases the wheels of growth as well. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many grocery store shoppers are fed up with high prices for food. Since the pandemic, food staples are around 25% higher. But there's lots of penny-pinching strategies you can use to lower your grocery bill, like switching to generic brands, which tend to be cheaper. If that's not your preference, do a comparison test and check out the ingredients of store brands side-by-side to name brands. You'll often see that generic provides the same quality. Use coupons. It can be time-consuming, but you can download digital coupons on your phone and apply them at checkout. Consider buying in bulk, but only if you're going to consume the food before it goes bad or you're planning to freeze it, because buying too much in bulk might end up in the trash. Making a list and checking it twice doesn't apply to just holiday shopping. Many frugal shoppers do that every time they head to the store. And consider skipping the non-perishable goods. Fox News.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Spineless. That's what the Senate Democrats are. This is a message from Evan in Belt that came in earlier on the Montana Talks app. At least both times Trump was impeached, they had a trial. These children crap thugs, in Evan and Belt's words, would not let that happen with Mayorkas, even though what is happening at the border is a crime. Some would say even treasonous. Even our flip-flop flat top did. So much for him saying he is for securing the border and protecting Montana. Yeah, what did they impeach Trump for? A phone call. They impeached Trump over a phone call, and they still held a trial. And I believe John Tester supported that trial. He supported that impeachment, didn't he? Mayorkas is responsible for an invasion of our country by Chinese national, thousands of them, by drug cartels, by rapists, by murderers, terrorists. John Tester supported Trump being impeached over a phone call, but wouldn't even allow an impeachment trial over an invasion of our country. Maybe it's because John Tester himself is also responsible for that invasion. How could he dare hold anybody else accountable for the invasion that he also is responsible for, right? Let's go to Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. Tim, good to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. I'm sure you saw it, you may have even talked about it and I missed it, but there was that editorial opinion page by one of the editors of NPR radio.
Yeah.
You know, your publicly funded radio. And he was critical of how they, how they fell into the Trump derangement syndrome and how they trusted Adam Schiff about all his supposed information and how they just bought it all hook, line, and sinker, and how he really thought that was a mistake. Now, he wasn't exactly saying that he was a Trump supporter, right? He was just saying that he thinks that they got it wrong in their coverage and that people have lost trust in them, and rightfully so. Well, did you see what NPR's response was? They suspended him for 5 days without pay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's now resigned. So there's the tolerant left for you. You can't even say, maybe we made a mistake by buying all this stuff, not saying that our ideology has changed or we think any differently of the guy that we were persecuting this entire time, but maybe to try to regain the trust of the public, maybe we should say that we made a mistake. Oh, hell no. You aren't allowed to say that, mister.
Yeah, I mean, they could have responded by saying, hey, we welcome diverse opinions, and he's an example of the fact that we have diverse opinions, maybe one example out of 100. You're right, that was the easiest thing they could have done, but instead, no, they say, you're out of here. We don't dare allow dissent at a publicly funded national public radio that gets taxpayer dollars to push pro-government propaganda, right? And then when their CEO gets busted, she was busted wearing Joe Biden campaign memorabilia and all sorts of stuff,
yeah.
And she gets to stay on the job. They're an absolute joke. But the sad part is so much of the Montana media is no different than them.
Absolutely. Well, they're cut from the same cloth, right? I mean, let's go to the liberal arts universities and let's find some journalism students that just are going to buy the, they're going to drink the Kool-Aid and they're going to march to our orders and do exactly what we want. And once tyranny has finally taken over, they'll be the first ones lined up against the wall and shot in the back of the head because they're called useful idiots. But talking about the Senate Democrats.
Now, I would just remind some listeners out there that you're not advocating for that. You're pointing out what happens when communists take over countries is your point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that happens to the useful idiots is they take them, they line them up against the wall, and they shoot them because they fulfilled their purpose. And then after that, they just are using their resources.
Yeah, you're just being used. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Sorry, we got to hold it there. We're already out of time for this hour of the show. David Noble joining us for the 7 o'clock hour, the woke update of the week, and much more.